precious, and faster.
The most challenging aspect of playing Gollum would be not having hair. I had such wonderful hair. Hi, my name's Lawrence Boxall, and I play Gollum in Lord of the Rings musical tale. When I found out I was going to be playing one of my favourite characters, not just in films, but, you know, in also literature, it was pretty exciting, to say the least. But also, like, I've been subconsciously preparing for this my entire life. My personal connection to Lord of the Rings goes a very long way back. I've always loved Gollum, and I would hang off door frames as Gollum and do my version of the Gollum voice, and so I've loved Lord of the Rings for a very long time. When I'm getting into the makeup, I don't get the luxury of a chair, it's a makeup standing up. My lovely makeup artist Abby and I, we work on going head to toe. When I'm getting painted into it, particularly I remember the first time I was painted, I didn't want to see a mirror until I could step around and see the whole thing done for the first time. And that was really exciting, and that I sort of studied myself and the way that various muscles are sort of painted around, or where dirt is, or the way that the teeth are painted. I wanted to sort of explore completely naively what sort of shapes I could make, and how when I move this arm, what sort of happens there. Particularly once we start to get, you know, the detailing happening, when the blood gets put on, because the brush is quite abrasive, and so it actually sort of scratches as it goes on. You get the sort of sensorial thing of feeling in body and feeling in character. And as the paint starts to dry, my skin starts to feel tight. It's almost like I'm slowly being dehydrated, because you can feel the paint cracking on your skin slightly. And so as I start to move and warm up again, it does start to feel like not my own skin. And that gives me something to play with. When I was cast, the casting team, the director, they said they didn't want a dancer, because they didn't want someone to make pretty shapes. It's trying to be as ugly as you humanly can be, while still doing it safely and true to the character. Thinking about the environment, the actual physical environment that Gollum inhabits, this wet cave. And so, for example, I found this video of an octopus pulling itself along the seabed, and sort of how it sort of throws its tentacles out and pulls itself along and then goes up over rocks. And I thought, that kind of works. If Gollum is, if his hands are always wet and, you know, got prune fingers, and he's sort of pulling himself along rocks, so I try and do this as I crawl along, I try and do this. That's kind of how I created a framework, and then just went through the books, and anytime there's any reference to how he moved, I'd make a note of that and then try and feed it in. In order to prepare for Gollum's voice, I wanted to do something that, if you've only seen the films, you'll identify and go, oh, that's Gollum, and you'll accept it as Gollum. But then I found a recording of Tolkien, Professor Tolkien himself, narrating the chapter of The Hobbit, and then I went, okay, I want to do a third of what Andy Serkis is doing, I want to do a third of what Tolkien did, I want to do a third of what I can do specifically to me, accessing a much sort of deeper register, which Gollum in the films doesn't do and that Tolkien didn't do. This sort of growl where I drop my larynx and access this sort of gravelly snarl and this bark, which is sort of referenced in the books, but you don't see in the other forms. But then in terms of actually physically doing it, it's a very long warm up. Before the show, I do all sorts of lip trills and hums and trying to access different registers. I've trained myself when I do the voice to start salivating more. I've got drool coming out of my mouth all the time, which helps just keep my mouth wet to make the sounds, to make gurgling in the back of the throat, because I can now hold sort of saliva at the back of my throat and breathe through it, which makes a fun sort of sound. So there's things like that I do just throughout the day, which I do when no one's listening and looking at me, because I don't want to be imprisoned.
Hi, I'm Gina, and I'm the head of props, puppetry, and illusion, and the prop supervisor for The Lord of the Rings, A Musical Tale. So behind me, we have some Dark Rider puppets. They're also called the Nazgul, and they look incredible. They can come up to the audience and they can do a bit of a snap. We have a scene in the show called Flight to the Ford. So that's when the hobbits are escaping from Bree, where they first encounter the Nazgul, to Rivendell. That entire scene is where you'll see everyone, all of these Nazgul, through the audience and on stage. Definitely one of the most incredible and breathtaking scenes that we have in the show. So one of my most favorite props in the show are the Gandalf staves. Now you can see that we have two different versions of them, which is always really interesting to create the same prop but slightly different for different parts of the show. So Gandalf is present throughout the entire show. This is for Act 1 and this is for Act 2. It carries magic, it carries the story. It's just an incredible prop. So behind me, this is Shelob the puppet. Now, she is quite a big part and an incredible part of the show. She actually takes about 6 puppeteers to bring her to life, and she will crawl downstage. It's incredible, but we can't give it too much away, so you have to come and see it. That's a secret, Shelob, that's a secret. They'll have to come and see to find out.